Hello and welcome.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Let me sit down.
Get over here then. The button's been pressed. Hey guys, welcome. We are back. It is RCTV News. I'm Matt McCallum.
And I'm Frank McKinney.
And here are your headlines. Starting on a sad note this week, Indy RC World in Texas closes after its final race. More on that in a bit. Dawn preview, Michael Olowski only needs to finish top six to win mod for the season, and that's with one more event still to go.
Jeez. So for my money, Pro Stock is really where it's at, with Lucas Edelbrock and Oliver Boltnick squaring up for a title showdown.
And is silly season. I don't want to talk about silly season
Stop
anymore.
Stop saying silly season. Just stop saying it.
Is silly season finally wrapping up?
We hope, with these announcements coming from 1UP Racing and Ryan Cavallari announcing a development role for the former WC.
Nice one, Ryan. Also, Battier, Killich, and Ronne Falk announced their new sponsors. More on that later, I guess. In Longwy, friends, Reinhard does a win again in the GP3F race. He's done another one. He did one last year. He's done another one this year already. It's only January.
Call him Butter because he's on a roll.
Wow.
Lucas Urbain, his Osmatics teammate, after being open about his own struggles for performance, finishes second at the GP3F.
And now for our main stories.
Max Hesse wins at the Dubai 24 and goes to Daytona.
And the only reason we care about that is because Max is a fantastic RC racer. He raced in RCGP for S-Works. We met him in 2020-something.
At RCGP.
Hey guys, Max Hesse here from Germany, and this week we're in Italy and I will race for BHRC.
At RCGP, and he did really well in Le Mans that same year, and we sent our roving reporter Nick Damon to track him down.
And together with S-Works I have a good team, and I'm really looking forward to the round in Italy.
Over in France, which he managed to do, he's racing in Daytona in the coming days, and we are going to ask Nick to track him down again and see if he still cares about RC as much as we still care about him.
Now, we mentioned this before, but Indy RC World in Texas closed with its final race last weekend with a huge Texas-sized barbecue and RC hangout.
Super, super sad to see such a long-time RC venue and popular track closing down after 40 years. That's longer than I've been alive.
That's a very long time. So, being from Texas, just want to say this was the last off-road RC track in the DFW area, the fourth largest metro area in the U.S., it's huge, absolutely huge. So unfortunately, now racers there will have nowhere to go to race or bash.
Next up, the RCTV podcast returns, and we're going to be talking with all of the latest world champions.
We get up close and personal with two-time IPMAR world champion Jilles Groskamp, and we ask him everything.
Who is the best overall RC racer today in 2024?
Pure skill, I think Mark is better than me. In the Tamiya time, when we raced with Victor and Mark, I had to work harder than these two guys.
Plus, we get the inside line on his world championship memories, both good and bad.
I wanted to take you back to 2010.
Oh. Alexander was quite aggressive behind me, and he hit me in the first final, and then it was like a big power-up, and I tried to recover from it.
We hear Jilles unfiltered about GT8.
I feel that this class is more for like a hobbyist guys, more. Maybe I insult someone with this, but...
All this and more.
€1 million to never touch an RC car again. Deal or no deal?
Everything you've wanted to ask Jilles, but were afraid to ask.
Name one driver you've ever had beef with on the track. The full hour-long interview will be available very soon on all the podcast networks and RCTV's YouTube. Be sure to subscribe, and share.
And in our next main story, the Montpellier GP is coming up.
They released a video just last week, of 20 years ago, footage of the race back then. It was filmed 20 years ago. And these racers were not racing 20 years ago. These are Some of them weren't alive 20 years ago. So it's good to see that it was filmed 20 years ago. It wasn't live streamed. And we love Montpellier, don't we?
We do, we do. Now, we'd love to be there. Unfortunately, they literally offered us only cheese and wine to broadcast the race. Unfortunately, landlords, Ryanair, Avis, they don't really barter with foodstuffs, no matter how good the pâté is.
This is true. And, you know, no disrespect to the organisers. It was meant as a kind of off-key joke. Just, you know, just this is what we have. We have cheese and wine. And we know that's why we wanted to come. But yeah, you're right. It is another troubling state of affairs. It is getting harder and harder for us to fund attending races, and the money has to come from somewhere. But all I can say is it's great to be confirmed at Buggyland again and the entire EFRA season, and of course ETS, which is kicking off tomorrow. So that's great news.
Now, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Give us a shout, comment, reply on this very video, or send us an email to shout@rcracingtv, especially if you want to support us for the 2025 season.
It sounds like a discussion point, which means it's time for this week's new feature,
Hot Topper.
This is a hot topic. Hey.
As we mentioned before, David Ronifalk announced his new radio sponsor, Sanwa.
Yeah, of course, we're very happy for David, and we're sure that there'll be a great partnership for him and Sanwa, so that's great news. Yeah.
Sanwa makes amazing equipment and, of course, is very popular in the RCTV pits.
However, some racers seem to have a different view on this. Some of David's own followers on Facebook commenting on his big announcement post. Let's not name the drivers, but one commenter saying, "You change brands like underwear. Shake my head." Another commenter responds, "With pro drivers, it's all about which company pays the most."
And a third commenter says, "Sucks for the followers that buy products he uses that get the shaft the next year."
And one final comment says, "No move! No move!"
As in,
no move!
Don't change sponsors.
Yeah, as in, please no move.
Yeah.
Which is really weird. We thought this is a really strange thing. Followers are annoyed that he is moving because now they have to move as well. Like, they bought the kit last year because he had it, and now they're like, now we're high and dry.
Yeah.
Like, as if the Fly Sky radio won't work anymore.
Yeah.
But it will.
In whatever car that they've got, whether it's an X-Ray or a Miyako or an HB or a Kyosho, all previous brands of David's.
It just seems very strange that there are people out there. Maybe you're one of them. Do you follow a racer's setup and package to the nth degree? Like, do yeah. you follow it right down to the nut and screw? And if they change one season after just one season, does that mean you have to repurchase everything as well?
So what if they change sticker supplier? Do you swap as well? Let us know.
What if they change clothing as well?
Like this?
Yeah, like this. And now a word from our sponsors.
We don't have any sponsors right now, but we're ready to add your messages in right here. Prices start as low as $1.99. Send us an email and we can have our people talk to your people. We're waiting for your call. Get in touch.
Okay, so should we just stick with what we've got on now?
I prefer the black, it's slimming.
Ooh, yes, it's our favorite part of the week.
Okay. So, the SK18IDRC.
But you have to say it. You have to say it. You can't say skibbity because that's copyrighted.
Skibido RC presents the tire remover for all sizes of RC skibbid wheels. Tired of skibbid soaking tires in chemicals to reclaim inserts and wheels? Skibbid, so are we. With the Skibbid Pal Tire Removal Pro Series B, you get perfect removal of old tires for a skibbid fresh wheel And insert. Skibber did.
You skibber don't want to skibber this product.
Yes, it's our favorite part of the week.
I have a feeling that this feature's run its course. If you agree, let us know. Send us an email or put a message. Have you got ideas for features that you would like to see on this show? Tell us. Because anything will be better than this. Thanks for watching again. It's been awesome to have you with us. We love you all. It's so great. Even more views for episode 2. And we are about to land, or about to leave and get to ETS in Dawn. So yes, we'll be coming to you from Dawn in the next episode. So that's going to be super exciting. Cannot wait. Thanks for watching.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Goodbye.
Bye.